For more than a decade, Army researchers have been looking for ways to better detect the number one cause of deaths from battlefield injuries, namely internal bleeding. That work has paid off in the form of a system called Appraise, which uses artificial intelligence to automatically alert medics that a patient is hemorrhaging and needs trauma care right away. Jacques Reifman is the senior research scientist at the Army Medical Research and Materiel Command. He and his team are finalists in this year's Service to America medals, and he spoke with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about the system and how it came to be.
What we have identified is that the majority of the casualties died at a point of injury, at the battlefield, before ever reaching a medical treatment facility. And also, when we look at those casualties and the ones that could have potentially survived, we determined that hemorrhage is the leading cause of preventable death.
And are these symptoms that are just not easily detectable by a trained medic with the naked eye, for lack of a better word?
Well, it's very hard sometimes to determine, you know, look at patterns or the vital signs of a subject and determine what is the near-term future. Is this person is going to actually currently having a life-threatening hemorrhage, or this person can just wait for many hours until evacuation later on. So it's really not obvious, looking at the vital signs, what the outcome is going to be. In particular, if we're talking about a medic that has 10, 12 weeks of training, they're not really doctors, and they are working in a very difficult condition in the pre-hospital environment. Somebody may be shooting at you. So to make those diagnoses in real time under those very stressful conditions are not easy.
Right. And if you can make that diagnosis and gather all these vital signs in a meaningful way and detect that internal bleeding, what does it enable you to do? What interventions can you then take that can save a person's life?
Well, the many interventions one can make, but one of the key things that we had in mind was to determine the individuals who actually are in need for an immediate evacuation and those that can wait. And sometimes you can imagine that we're in the certain conditions where immediate evacuation could be risky. So we'd like to make that decision as well-informed, as educated as we possibly can.
How exactly did your interest in this problem get sparked, and what led you to the conclusion that artificial intelligence and what eventually became Appraise was a good solution?
Well, the reason that we became interested in this problem, because it is, again, the leading cause of preventable death of our service members. And we look at what it was that we could do. We know that vital signs measure vital signs are widely available throughout the echelon of care in the military. And we looked at then what could we do with vital signs. So what we have done is really mine large amount of casualty vital sign data, then to determine which vital signs would be most appropriate, most useful for distinguishing those casualties with life-threatening hemorrhage versus those that did not. And we use AI, artificial intelligence, to look for those patterns.
And what does an Appraise unit itself consist of? I mean, does it require its own specialized equipment to monitor vital signs? Or are you able to just plug in to systems that a medic would already be using in transport or on the battlefield?
Yeah, the latter, exactly. That's actually the greatest benefit of the Appraise, that we do not require new sensor modalities. The Appraise takes information from standard vital sign monitoring equipment that measures heart rate, respiratory rate, blood pressure. And the core of the Appraise is really a software system that looks at patterns in these vital signs and then determines which ones are associated with life-threatening hemorrhage versus those that are just transient changes in vital signs but do not not associated with life-threatening conditions.
So is it on like a mobile device, a tablet or a smartphone of some kind, and fairly easy to use for a medic who has, as you said, 10 to 12 weeks of training?
Absolutely. The initial implementation that we did at Boston MedFlight, which is civilian air ambulance in the because it serves the Boston area hospitals. The appraise system, the brains, the artificial intelligence, resided in a ruggedized PC that weighs about 2 pounds, and that's what attached to a monitor system that collects the vital signs. So that's all we take is a ruggedized PC, a tablet, or a smartphone that could process the information from the vital signs.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that partnership with Mass General up in the Boston area. Was it always obvious to you that this was going to have civilian applications, and how did they get involved in this project?
Yeah, the application here is really dual purpose. Obviously, in the military, as I said earlier, the majority of the deaths occur in the battlefield, due to bleeding. And also, when you look at the civilian population, the number one cause of death of otherwise healthy civilians is due to trauma if they're under age of 45. So once we determine that we're working on that project, we look for partners and met physicians from Mass General Hospital that were very interested in that kind of work, and then establish a relationship, and they help us in this very complex interdisciplinary problem, providing medical expertise.
And how has that worked out so far? What kind of accuracy rates are you seeing in that test environment?
Yeah, what we, again, have done at the Boston Med Flight, we deployed that, and we able to demonstrate that the ability to automatically identify hemorrhaging patients before arrival at the hospital, in general, within about 10 minutes of monitoring those patients, and we obtain sensitivity, that is, the ability to diagnose those with life-threatening hemorrhage about 80% of the time.
And that civilian context is a little bit different, right? Because unlike in a battlefield situation, they're generally not waiting for transport anyway in most cases. So once hemorrhaging is identified in that kind of circumstance, what benefit does that give you? That you just know that they're going to need a transfusion as soon as they get to a medical facility?
Right. There are many benefits. If you talk about the urban environment, the system could be helpful and in monitoring, providing another layer, if you will, of monitoring the system in alerting caregivers, or perhaps the blood pressure needs to be taken again. Let's make sure that the patient is not too cold, because it can lead to adverse events. But also can envision the benefit of appraise in a more rural setting, where specialized trauma centers may be hours away from the point of injury. And systems like that could help in triaging, determining should we, again, evacuate or bring this subject to a trauma center, or can we take care of the patient locally.
And finally, maybe you can just talk about some of the biggest challenges you faced as you went about this work, which I understand was about a 10-year development process. I imagine there were a lot of those challenges, as there usually are when you're dealing with battlefield conditions and moving people around.
Yes, the major technical challenges relate to the fact that we're now developing a technology that had to work in austere pre-hospital environment. We essentially had to develop technology and hand it off to a third party, in this case the medics, that had to use the technology, and the technology had to work all the time. So we had to make sure that the system worked in real time. We had to make sure that the system was fully automated, requiring no human input or supervision. It had to have a small footprint and weight, because it went inside the helicopter. And also it had to accommodate missing and unreliable vital signs, because as you collect vital signs inside a helicopter that's moving up and down, the vital signs are very, very noisy. So essentially what we had to do is develop technologies that made the system very robust and could deal with unanticipated operational challenges.
And so what are the next steps in terms of hopefully deploying this to a broader civilian population, civilian caregiver population outside of Boston? I understand the Army holds 2 patents on appraise now. What are the next steps in terms of commercializing this?
Yeah, the taking two steps right now. So one of the steps is our colleagues here at the U.S. Army Medical Research and Material Command from Technology Transfer are working with industrial partner to determine the ability for them to license the appraise. And we're also working with the Mass General again and implementing a version of appraise in the emergency department at Mass General Hospital.
That's Jacques Reifman, a senior research scientist at the Army Medical Research and Materiel Command and 2016 SAMMY's finalist, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about the appraise system. Share this interview with colleagues and hear our other interviews with 2016 SAMMY's finalists at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.